Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say philosophy in Chinese. We have a special guest, Nicholas Bergeron, joining us. Hi, Nicholas. 你好.
你好.
Nicholas, I know you are one of the leading thinkers in philosophy, and your Bergeron Institute has influenced many, many people in the world, including the leading philosophers. Can you share with us more about why you set up Bergeron Institute and also the goal and the vision?
Well, the Institute is really interested in the world of ideas because our feeling is that ideas shape who we are in terms of our cultures and our societies, including at the end, our political and economic and social environments. So ideas are, in my mind, the root of everything. And going back to your theme of philosophy, really philosophies are the shapers of the ideas. And very often philosophies are transmitted or at least personalized by great thinkers, great philosophers. And you have it in the East, you have it in China, but you also have it in the West. So Confucius or Lao Tzu or the Buddha, and in the West, Jesus Christ, have really shaped who we are. So I would think that ideas, cultures really come from philosophical thinking and at the end of the day from philosophers. And that's what we are so interested in at the Institute, is to look at different cultures, different thinkers, different philosophies, compare them, but also engage them in a contemporary way as we still think that they shape our societies and where we are going.
This is fascinating. The reason I'm so interested in your institute is growing up in the Chinese culture. We know that every single Chinese person is a big or small philosopher. And for us, philosophy is into our day-to-day life. It affects how we think, our attitude in life, how we deal with human relations, deal with our work-life attitude. So we actually live and breathe and drink and eat philosophy. So it's amazing that what you're doing, because since I moved to the UK and I realized that, hey, philosophy, very much so in many places, it's an academic subject rather than attitude in life. So I was very keen to bring the ancient Chinese philosophies into the Western world. I'm so glad your institute is working on such an important subject.
Thank you. I do think that philosophy in a broad sense really is very relevant, and is relevant in understanding who we are, where we are going, and also understanding our differences in terms of cultures.
Sure. The way to say philosophy in Chinese, we say 哲学. 哲, that means determined. And then at the same time, it also shows the clarity in mind, and that represents intelligence. And so 哲学, 学 means study. So the study of clarity in mind, it's the meaning of Chinese in philosophy. So 哲学, 哲 is the second tone, and 学 is also the second tone. So we say 哲学 in philosophy. And the way to describe the expert, the scholar in philosophy, and philosopher in this case, we say 哲学家. So I think, Nicholas, you are a great 哲学家. Can you share with us about your main philosophy?
Oh, you're very kind. So your interpretation of philosophy is not so dissimilar to the idea in the West, which is the pursuit of truth. And what's interesting about philosophy is really that you're looking for answers, you're looking for the truth, even though the truth is never one, and it always, with time and with learning, frankly, changes. So it's really the pursuit of wisdom at the end. And I think that as humans, what is so interesting is our life, our journey to live, experience, but also to learn and understand better who we are and who we can be.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, it's very similar in the West and in the East. The differences obviously come in what we think is the idea of truth and wisdom, quite different in the West and in the East.
Sure.
But what you do is really help us bridge those two.
Thank you. And do you have a favorite 哲学家 philosopher or philosophers?
Well, I used to. Growing up in the West, I was very interested in existentialists like Jean-Paul Sartre, who's a French philosopher, or Nietzsche, a German philosopher. But I learned about thinkers in your part of the world, from Lao Tzu to Buddha and Confucius, and they gave me a totally different way of looking at the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that one complements the other. One is much more about the power of the individual, and the other one is to understand that we are part of something that's much bigger. And they really complement each other. So my heroes are not one, but a few.
Right. I totally agree. And you were talking straight to my heart, because I grew up in a culture where Confucianism, Taoism, and Buddhism all intertwine together. And for us, it's not about conflict, it's about complementary. And then we live and breathe, and then we behave according to the wisdom they told us. So I totally understand and appreciate what you just said. So we have agreement, Nicholas. I think between you and me, we should really try to help the Western world to understand the beauty and also the wisdom taught by the ancient ancestors. And I believe that's really the answer to resolve, for example, geopolitics, conflicts, and unnecessary war or misfortune.
I agree. Understanding each other, including your enemy, will make it more likely that there's a future.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Nicholas, for sharing with us. And today we talk about philosophy, 哲学, or philosopher, 哲学家. And thank you, everybody, for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoy this episode. It's a very important task, and I hope you can all join us and make the world a better place. Until next time, 再见.